Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Station studio, also to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now to start hour number two off is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two norms, the two words, ladies and gentlemen, Judeo, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, can't make this stuff up. I was having a little fun yesterday just trying to keep up with Joe Biden because he had all those. He actually had three stops: Iowa, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Very unusual, right?
Right.
So I had to do a little checking, and I had enough time to do it, to see whether or not he was telling the truth about certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Iowa, Joe Biden said 82,000 jobs were lost in Iowa in this pandemic, and they've still not come back. Well, a very simple little check, fact check, revealed that Iowa's added back a record 104,000 jobs in the last 5 months, and did so at a faster pace than under any other recovery mentioned by anybody before. So they're ahead of the game, and Joe Biden said that they'd lost all these jobs, and they really didn't.
Well, that's typical politician talk, and that is to give you some kind of information, but craft it in order to get their point across that they want you to believe, right? Exactly. So, you know, he didn't say, oh, these jobs came back, or, oh, you are ahead of the game now. It's about being negative. Yeah.
Now, listen to this one. This is a really big fib because it goes after the seniors. The Social Security Administration's actuary says that if the change occurs as he, President Trump, is promoting, it will bankrupt Social Security by 2023. Go home and tell your parents. Tell your grandparents. That's a fact. Well, here's the fact. The fact is, this attack from Biden is false. False. And it's been rated so by 7 different fact-check individuals and sites. Now, it's been previously debunked by fact-checkers the president's payroll tax deferral will not harm Social Security because it's being taken care of by being put in a trust fund, a lockbox, so that it can be brought back. They're still going to collect the payroll tax. It's not going to be not collected, and then they're going to put it back in there. And all they were trying to do was to lower the deduction from your paycheck of 7.9%, correct?
Well, that's right. And President Trump was trying to do emergency measures to help the American people because the Democrats weren't helping at all for a second stimulus.
And then in Iowa, Biden did it again. He said, folks, there's nothing worse in my view than the way he, President Trump, has spoken about those who served in uniform, calling them losers and suckers. Okay, Joe, the attack is false. There are 14 people who were on the plane that were there when the comments were supposedly made on the trip to France with President Trump that have all gone on the record and said that it did not happen. Now, people like Sarah Sanders, Hogan Gidley, Dan Scavino, and Jordan Karam, Johnny DeStefano, John Bolton, Stephen Miller, Tony Arnotto, Derek Lyons, Dan Walsh, Zach Fuentes, the First Lady Melania Trump, Jamie McCourt, Major General retired William Matz, who was the director of the battlefield where they were supposed to be going. And what happened was, they had a bad weather call where they couldn't get the helicopter up in the air because of the bad weather, so they canceled the presidential trip, and that's what they did.
Well, exactly right. It was completely a logistical thing. But what happens is by the Biden campaign and Joe Biden himself, they're happy to continue to repeat that because it sounds so horrible. And because the media will not simply, every single time he says it, fact-check him or challenge him on it, they know that they can pretty much get away with it.
Yeah, and then, of course, they also said, let's see, who was it? Somebody said yesterday about the taxes. They brought that up, and Biden said, why should you pay more in taxes than Donald Trump did, who paid $750? Well, the fact of the matter is, the New York Times is reporting that President Trump paid $7.4 million in federal taxes on his businesses in 2017 and in 2018, he actually paid $8 million in taxes on his business.
Exactly right. Exactly right. But again, that number sounds so shocking, and it comes out in a media report, then the campaign can pick up on it,
yeah,
and it takes on a life of its own,
yep,
and it becomes this known fact.
All right, well, we got a couple callers on the line. You callers hang on. We'll be right to you when we come back from the break. I knew we were coming up on a hard break there, so Kyle, you hang on too. And folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And again, you can't make this stuff up. Joe Biden opens his mouth and lies. Period. Lies. That's all there is to it. And I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And hello, Seattle. And hello, Janine. And hello to everybody that's listening to us around the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting, and then there are windshields that you got out there where they got a crack in them or a chip, or maybe you got hit with a rock like I did and had to get mine replaced. Now, give it an inspection today. Check it out and see if you need a windshield, because if you do, once they replace that windshield, Auto Glass America, they're going to give you $100. Now, who would have thought such a thing is possible? Well, I'm telling you it is, because it happened to me. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. In the state of Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte, I'll tell you what, and other surrounding areas, they will come to you. They'll come to your home or office, process your insurance claim, and you'll wind up with a nice premium quality windshield and that $100 coming back to you. When you mention me, the captain, give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right, Kyle, what did they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. Now, before we get to our caller on the line, I just want to point something out. I talked about the Blue Lives Matter movement. I've talked about it until I couldn't talk anymore. Folks, there is a blue wave coming to the voting booths. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've had cops calling me from all around the country and their supporters telling me that they're voting for the first time for a Republican because of what the Democrats have done to the police in their cities. And Austin, Texas, surprise, surprise. They've seen a major spike in violent crime after $20 million in cuts were made to the police, and all of a sudden the early votes are not favoring the Democrats there.
No, they're not, Captain. And the remedy for that is, of course, to vote out the people who actually are defunding the police.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing is, and this is something else that's very significant, and we're going to ask our caller here in a second what he thinks. A significant share of Biden supporters that are filling out these polls, that are in these polls, are anti-Trump. They are not pro-Biden. It's the same scenario we've got from 2016. Now, let's go to the phone line. Dan, the man is on the line. What's up there, sir?
Well, you know, I heard your last comment. That's right. They don't like Trump. That's why they're voting Biden. But then again, what surprised me, they're not really thrilled about Biden either.
Right.
So he could conceivably pull about a third of those votes to him in certain critical states.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to talk about was, first, that Atlantic piece that the anonymous source that said Trump called the veterans of World War One in that cemetery suckers and losers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was purposely put in, that quote was, that sentence was put in on that article specifically so Biden could read it and quote it and say it. And when Joe Biden when Trump calls veterans losers and suckers, he says it almost vulgar-like.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't help himself by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe he's still doing it. But, you know, early on, that swayed polling very big at the end of September and the 1st of October.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of died out. But it was effective when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as his tax plan goes, you know, you make $400,000 a year and he's going to tax you more. Well, what's going to happen to those people? They're going to cut their salaries down to $399,999,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be out of that tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trump kind of learned that on these tariffs because he slapped tariffs on Chinese 750cc engines for small cars and motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did the Chinese do? They milled the heads on those engines just a little bit thicker, and they shipped them to the United States as 749cc engines, and they got out of the tariff.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is just plain political or underhandedness. And mm-hmm. that's all Biden is. Biden mm-hmm. is a snake.
Okay.
They got to wind him up to get him going. But
okay.
Still, I'm hoping Trump can pull this
all right.
out.
All right, let me let you go because I got the phone lines lit up here. You started a revolution here. Have a great week.
Okay,
Have a great weekend, Dan.
You too.
All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, this is Dan from Clearwater.
Yes, sir. James, what's up?
Okay, in regards to Mike's call earlier, the chaos is basically the third step in the communist plan to create enough chaos that the strong man will evolve and then wind up eventually with a dictatorship. But as far as Joe Biden goes, if you watch closely on the debate, you'll see that his eyes are not tracking together.
Well, I know. I've been telling everybody that. I've been watching that because that's the paramedic in me, watching the medical yeah. aspect. There's something
right.
wrong with him.
He'll be gone in 6 months. And third, as far as Cal can probably fill us in on this better, before the COVID crisis, California used to be the sixth largest economy in the whole world.
Yep.
As if it were its own country.
Yep.
And it's not going to recover until they're allowed to go back to work.
Period. Yeah, and by the way,
our national GDP is suffering because
yeah.
of that one thing.
Yeah, well, if we got rid of California, let them sink into the ocean while Kyle got a chance to move, they'd be a lot better, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right, well, James, I got to let you go because I got more callers on the line here. All right,
appreciate
thanks
it.
Very much, James in Clearwater. We appreciate that. Okay, here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here, ladies and gentlemen. Who is the idiot that's voting for Joe Biden? You don't like Trump. If you don't like Trump, you don't like America. Because we put Trump there. Okay? We put Trump there. Trump is due. When they say they don't like Trump, they hate you. They hate me, you dumbass. What's wrong with you? Donald Trump is doing what we told him to do, and he's the first president that is listening to the American people. I know, because I tell him what to do every single day for the last 4.5 years from the time he stepped up the escalator. I called him 40 times and said, what's another $1 billion going to mean if we don't have a country? That's the reason he ran for president. That's the reason he came to Tampa. That's the reason he's doing what we tell him to do, because I'm telling him what to do because the Holy Spirit tells me to tell him. So that's what I'm saying. Still, don't tell me you don't like Trump. You hate America. You hate God. You hate us. Okay? That's why you're voting for a crook. The guy's a crook. He's a criminal. He should be in jail. And if he wasn't protected by the powers that be, you would have been in jail. I would have been in jail. And everybody would have been, whether you're black,
white, Hispanic. There should be not one person in this country voting for a crook, a criminal, a creepy, China-owned Joe Biden. And that means down the ticket, down to Sandy Merman County Commissioner, down to Christine Quinn for the House, Vern Buchanan, and Paulina Luna, who was at the rally with Ron DeSantis, who I said to come out and make sure you stand up for our great state.
Okay, Todd.
No, okay, let's get to work and save our country and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. That's Todd in Tampa, and I think his blood pressure just went up 25 points, but we got to let it cool down again, right?
Right, exactly.
But Todd is right. I mean, he's passionate about what he says, and yeah, Lee, you are right. Lee just chimed in on a message here. You are right, Lee, and everything is just the way it is here, you know. And again, when did I say the most corrupt political family in politics, American politics, was the Biden family? When did I say that?
Oh, you've been saying that for a while. Yeah.
Several months ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people were going, oh, you're out of your mind. You don't know what you're talking about. Really? Well, I knew the money. I kept seeing the money amounts. And even with all the money that Hillary got from the Clinton Foundation, all that stuff, it doesn't even come close to what the Bidens have done. Doesn't even come close. Because on several instances, Hunter Biden got more than $1 billion.
Well, right, right. Right, you know, Captain, it's a mystery to so many people, you know, how Joe Biden was able to continue on in politics, much less get picked to be the VP back, you know, with Obama, and then really not having any big accomplishments at all. You know, what is it about Biden? There's no Biden critical mass out there to say, this is the guy we need. You know, but for Trump, I think it's a much different thing. You can point to all these different accomplishments before and after he was elected president.
Yeah, and the president said, re-elect me and I will continue to deliver safety, prosperity, and opportunity for all Americans, while Biden ripped the ugly Trump supporters honking their horns at his Minneapolis, Minnesota rally.
You see, that's where I think he kind of goes off script. And the other day he called them chumps, those chumps with the horns out
well,
there.
Well, we are chumps for Trump.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
But when he says that, but he also talks about he's going to, pardon me, bring everybody together. And then he goes off and says this is, they're ugly. I mean, that's a contradiction in terms to, for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, folks, Twitter finally lifted the New York Post suspension over the Hunter Biden report and allowed the New York Post to post their article about Hunter Biden. Finally. Good Lord. All right, we're coming back. Kyle Warren is hanging in there, and I'll be right back with more. And if you want to call, the number is 877-969-8677. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is continuing to hammer President Trump over the federal response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota, the Democratic nominee accused President Trump of waving the white flag and surrendering to the virus. The vice president also reminding us,
Dr. Fauci,
called last week for a mask mandate. This isn't a political statement. It's patriotic duty, for God's sake. But still, Donald Trump refuses to listen to science.
The former vice president also calling out some hecklers at that event in Minnesota.
This isn't a political statement like those ugly folks over there beeping the horns.
Some Trump supporters giving Biden a little bit of grief. And a rough day on Wall Street to close out the week. The Dow losing 157 points to close at 26,501. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And let me tell you about the Two Guys Gun Show and Knife Show, because I'll be there today down at a Midreg Hall in Largo, which is over in Pinellas County. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment, as well as a large collection of knives there. Always got some very interesting things, too, in terms of antique or military hardware. And trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me, the captain, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Largo at the Midreg Hall, which is located at 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Now, twoguysshows.com is the website, and you can stop by and take a look and see all the stuff they got. And I'll tell you what, the ladies have been there in droves, in droves, getting themselves all stocked up with a little firepower, and it is what it is. Now, let's not forget that twoguysshows.com is a website, and veterans, you get a discount to get in, and you can get a ticket online. And by the way, if you order that and print it up and take it along with you, you get a discount too. They knock off the price for the gate to get in the door. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the battle for the Senate is going to be interesting, and I'm going to really put it out on the line here right now. I don't think the Republicans are going to lose any Senate seats. I think they're going to gain seats, and here's why, and here's what I'm going to base it on. I think Susan Collins is probably in trouble, but I think she may be able to pull it out up there. What do you think?
Yeah, it could go either way at this point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's within the margin of error, so flip a coin, and however they feel on election day is the way they're going to vote. Now, here's the deal. Alabama is going to go back to where it's supposed to be, a Republican senator plus one advantage there, right?
Right.
Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn coach, is going to win that. Like it or not, he's going to win that.
Now, Michigan, John James is doing very well up there against the incumbent Senator Peters. He's within the margin of error. He's been on a surge. I think the president is going to carry Michigan, and I think by doing that, he'll also drag John James over the finish line.
Yeah, because I think he'll have the strong coattails.
Uh-huh. Now, that's plus two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly, where are we at in the terms of senators?
Well, what would that be?
55.
Yeah, 55, yeah.
If Collins keeps her seat. I don't see anybody else that's going to lose their seats. I really don't. Lindsey Graham, all that nonsense in South Carolina. Yeah, right, sure.
Well, exactly. And he is fighting pretty hard, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually breaks for the incumbent.
It's a money thing because of all the ads. But, again, the ads are all negative, and they're absolutely – again, you folks in South Carolina listening to me, don't buy the lie the Democrats are trying to sell you. They're lying through their teeth. What this guy is telling you, here's what happens when you go to Congress for the first time, whether you're a congressman or a senator. You do exactly what they tell you to do from the top down, and you don't open your mouth and say squat unless they tell you you can talk.
Yeah, well, that's right.
So
that's
think
right.
about that, South Carolina. If you want to get rid of a senator that's been around for a few terms, has got seniority, that can deliver the bacon, so to speak, and you're going to get somebody that couldn't give you a dime.
Well, that's right, because then they go very far down on the on
well,
the
on the military bases and all that stuff. You watch and see what happened there. Okay, now there is another story right now. Not just the Senate and not just the House. And by the way, I think we'll pick up a few House seats. Will we take back control? Well, that's totally up to the people. I would love to see Nancy Pelosi not be the Speaker of the House anymore, but I'm afraid we're going to have to put up with her for a couple more years.
Well, that's
I don't see us taking 17 seats.
Well, but even so, let's say the Democrats retain control. I think there's going to be a very big push to get have a change for Nancy Pelosi, because that's when the AOCs and so forth, they're going to really make that push, I think.
Yeah, because she's going to lose some seats, don't know how many, half a dozen, maybe seven or eight or nine, maybe even 10. But guess what? They're still up by seven. And we'll see what happens. Now, the Trump administration yesterday announced they were going to put a 180-day ban on many of the asylum requests from overseas.
Right, exactly. And so, again, that's, I think, part of the idea of, having people come into the country, especially at a time when a lot of Americans are out of work and maybe be looking for work as well.
Also, President Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell offered three different stimulus plans and predictions yesterday.
That's right. And, of course, in the end, anybody's guess is probably just as good. But the thing is, I think the American people, this is baked in now to the election, and that is they know that if Trump gets reelected, he's going to push for a very big stimulus.
That's what he said.
Exactly. And that may be the only path to get that stimulus right now. Because the Democrats, I think, have been in disarray, they're going to want to, again, continue to bail out their friends. And I think it's important to note, Captain, that a lot of these things they're trying to bail out have nothing to do with COVID-19. It has to do with mismanagement even prior to the pandemic, basically.
Now, after the civil unrest earlier this week that resulted in damage to several Walmart stores, Walmart announced that they're returning firearms and ammunition to their sales floor, back where they were. Consistent with actions that they took over the summer, they asked the stores to move the firearms and ammunition back onto their display locations in the stores. I wonder if that's so the employees in that section of the department might be able to stop any looters that were running around. Grab a shotgun and run out there.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, that this, again, and also people are going to be wanting to purchase firearms,
Well, sure.
Definitely.
I can tell you that the firearms purchases and the concealed carry permits and all that stuff are off the charts.
Well, of course. And just even what we saw in Philadelphia or here over the last few nights. Again, people, they don't know when and where that's going to start happening in their area.
Speaking of Philadelphia, Philadelphia announced a curfew last night. There's the video and the 911 recordings of the Wallace shooting will be released next week, middle of the week, around Wednesday, for the people to see. So right now the National Guard has been activated. They are in Philadelphia. Not sure what they're doing, but they're there. Also, Brian Stetler, you know who he is, right?
Oh, right, CNN. Yeah.
Yeah, he was mocked for asking why President Trump wasn't leading the COVID task force briefings after CNN quit showing them all together.
Well, right. Well, for one thing, obviously, there is a campaign going on. There are very capable people who can give the daily briefings. Yeah.
All right, well, let me drift on over to the phone here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You got about 30 seconds.
Captain, this is Mike again. You just said something that caught my curiosity. 99.9% of our immigration problem can be fixed if we change the law that says that if you're born here, you're automatically a citizen. Because a lot of people come so that they can have children here, so that that child...
Well, actually, that's not a law. That's in the Constitution, in one of the amendments.
Right, but we need to change that. We need to put some, you know...
But do you know what it takes? You know what it takes to do that?
What do you call a referendum?
It takes 2/3 of the states and 2/3 of the Congress, House and Senate.
And
It'll never happen.
Oh, wow.
Because it was done years ago. Yep. When the country was formed.
That's how you would solve it. But
I know.
Just like you said.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, Kyle. I mean, the chances of that happening are slim and none.
Well, right. Any kind of constitutional amendment is a mountain to climb.
Well, they did that on purpose so you couldn't change what they put together.
Yeah.
By the way, the CDC set a new set of rules for the cruise ships to start sailing again. Did you hear about it?
Yeah. Now, what is this about? Are they supposed to be making these runs without passengers?
Well, they're going to haul bananas and grapes and cherries and fruits and veggies from the Caribbean back to the United States, maybe, huh?
Well, I guess so.
They just won't be hauling passengers.
Well,
now, I thought the purpose of a cruise ship was to put passengers on it.
Yeah, that was kind of the general idea. I mean, the only thing I could think of is that they want to make sure they get all of their procedures in place, but I think couldn't they do that in
paper? Yeah. Yeah, but there might be a shortage of banana boats, so maybe they're going to load the holds with bananas. I don't know. What do we know, right?
Right.
And by the way, congratulations to the New York Mets. It used to be my favorite baseball team after the Yankees because I loved the amazing Miracle Mets. Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Billionaire Steve Cohen got the Major League Baseball owner's permission to buy the New York Mets. So the New York Mets have got a new owner. Watch and see what happens there.
Very interesting, yeah.
Yep. And I remember when they played out there at Shea Stadium when they had the World's Fair there, and they had the stadium they built out there. It was quite an attraction. Casey Stengel, I think that was the year they lost 130 games or something like that. Anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the next Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. All it takes whining about it, we just have to get people out to vote.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better. My vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this is our Truckers Highway and Byway segment. And by the way, let's not forget that if you are traveling by a Pilot or a Flying J truck stop, you can pull on in there, and tell them the captain was talking about the Pilot and the Flying J, and you want to stop and see what they were all about, and you will get a free cup of coffee. Free cup of coffee. And if you join the Drivers Club, you get points for not only the fuel that you buy at the pump, but the food that you buy inside, and anything you buy in the driver's store, you accumulate those points, and you can use them for deductions on whatever, or you can use them for some of the great stuff that they got inside. So that's the Pilot or Flying J. Stop on by, find out why they are the number one largest truck stop chain in the country. And get ready, folks, because here we go.
Women in America. All righty, that's James Brown. And that, Kyle, was from what Rocky movie?
That was from Rocky IV, where Rocky Balboa fought Ivan Drago.
Yeah. And, of course, it's Dolph Lundgren, and he's been in some of the Sylvester Stallone and Steve, what the heck's his name there? The wise guy there. But anyway, some of the really roughhouse movies.
Yeah, the Expendables, yeah.
Yep. Okay, now let's take a look at the weather, the Truckers Highway and Byway report. I'm going to read the prognostication here for the country, and then Kyle's going to take over. Now, there are strong winds over portions of the Rockies and the Plains, chilly for much of the eastern U.S., and I mean colder than out west, if that's possible. Low pressure pushing eastward will generate strong winds over parts of the Rockies and Plains through Saturday into Sunday with some light precipitation. Meanwhile, a much cooler air mass will overtake the eastern half of the country with frost and freeze concerns. Elevated fire weather conditions are expected in the Great Basin and parts of California later on in the weekend, along with poor air quality in some locales. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now in southern Wyoming, if you're near coming west out of Cheyenne on I-80, you're going to go into some high wind warning areas as you travel towards Laramie, which is clocking in tonight, Captain, at 48 degrees as we're talking right here.
Balmy.
Yeah, that's right. And so as you continue on I-80 towards Elk Mountain, you still got another round of high wind warnings in that area. Also high winds around Cody, Wyoming as well. That's along Route 14, east of Yellowstone, of course. Up in Montana, we have a lake wind advisory up in the northeastern part of the state tonight, and we've got some temperatures. They've come up a little bit from where they were just a few nights ago, Captain, and it's still very, very cold. 38 degrees in Bozeman, 40 in Butte, and 38 in Missoula right now. As we head over to Washington State, we do have a blowing dust advisory, and this is as you travel along I-90 coming southwest out of Spokane, Washington in the Moses Lake area, and they say that visibility would be between 1/4 mile and 1 mile in the blowing dust that is expected there. So be very, very careful there as well. Central California, we still have those air quality alerts. Still looking like we're having some, you know, maybe temperatures around in the 80s or so in places like Phoenix, Arizona. But that's what's going on out west right now, Captain.
All righty. Well, North and South Dakota, you've got some very high winds there. Rapid City, South Dakota, coming out of there on I-90. You've got high winds there as well. And, oh, by the way, the gusts are well over 40 miles an hour, as Kyle was talking about. Up into the northwestern corner of Minnesota, got a high wind warning up in there, too. Then dropping over into the northern part of Michigan, a hard freeze warning. Temperatures in the teens in the northern part of Michigan. And then the central and western part of Ohio, hard freeze warning. Southeastern corner of Indiana, hard freeze warning. Frost warnings across all of Kentucky, over into the southern part of Indiana. Southern part of Illinois, Indiana too, for that matter. And then southeastern corner of Missouri, frost warning there. You've got a freeze warning over in Tennessee. On down through Memphis and straight on down to the northern part of Mississippi tonight. So be advised, I-55, going to be a little chilly. And then all across Tennessee, you have a frost warning and a freeze warning up northeast of Knoxville, going up towards Bristol, Tennessee, in the mountains. And then the mountains of North Carolina, you've got a freeze warning there, as well as up into the mountains of Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland, a freeze warning up there. And lots of cooler temperatures going up the eastern seaboard tonight. And you got some unsettled weather conditions up in New England, which could lead to some winter weather up there. Conditions are favorable for a little bit of snowfall in some of the higher elevations in New England. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Now we're going to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A third second computer was found along with two other computers in a psychiatrist's office. Dr. Keith Alblaugh, who used to be on television all the time, he's been discredited because of some legal trouble that he got into dealing with prescription drugs that he was dealing out, and they found a Hunter Biden laptop in there? I think Hunter was seeing a shrink. What do you think?
Well, he which almost tells me that he's been in and out of so many drug rehab things, places. I'm just beginning to wonder here if he has been ordered, meaning that he at some point may have an arrest record, to see a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he apparently was seeing Keith Alblaugh, who had some kind of a renowned reputation. I know that he was on Fox News as a contributor.
A lot.
But back in February, it's been a long time, and I remember the raid by the DEA. And I thought, well, I guess he won't be on Fox News anymore. But now he had a client, apparently, Keith Alblaugh, had Hunter Biden as a client. So Alblaugh's medical license has been suspended by the Massachusetts Board of Medicine. He was accused of having sexual relationships with three patients, and their cases went happened apparently in June of 2019. Now, why there would be a Hunter Biden laptop in that mix?
Yeah.
And that one really is crazy.
Well, this is nuts. This whole thing is totally off the walls. But anyway, hold that thought, because here comes the music. And folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon. And oh, yeah, it is the last weekend before Election Tuesday. And there's all kinds of other things going on here. We're going to get into it. We're also going to talk about asylum ban that's coming up, 180-day ban on many asylum requests. We'll find out what that's all about. All right, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.